We're going to finally put some numbers on it and put our names on it, man. What the Texans going to look like?
Put your chest out.
Hey, man, I'm going to say it with my chest, man. How many games? And not just how many games, what games? We got the full schedule, baby.
Yeah.
The full schedule dropped around 7 o'clock last night, and we couldn't be more excited about it. Some of us were more excited about the build-up than others, but all of us are equally excited about having this Texan schedule in front of us. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I'm excited about the idea of maybe traveling for that first L.A. game.
That's like, what Figgy was saying.
You thinking about that?
Hey, I have not been to L.A. I've never. I'm 35 years old. We'll be 36
I've been one time
in six days, and have not been to L.A. So I'm gonna go to L.A. I'm gonna go. I don't know if it's gonna be for this game or what is, but I'm going.
My first time ever on an airplane was 2016, and we took a trip to L.A. And then right after that, I ended up moving to Houston.
Yes, yeah,
so it was like 2 months later.
Here's the thing, and fans listening absolutely should take note as well. You can get there relatively cheaply. You can get into the stadium. I'm not going to say relatively cheaply. It depends on what you think relative is. But it's an affordable trip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and now, it's expensive when you're there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We all know that.
Well, I mean, I'm going to start on the front end with some press pass, you know.
Exactly.
With all of the free stuff. Yeah. And then we'll figure out what we got to pay for after that. Just to be clear, I'll be working. If I get a press pass, I will go and work. I will not just use the press pass as a
quasi ticket. But hotels, you can find reasonable.
Yeah, I'm here for all of that, man. Like, it does surprise me. I've been flying since I was a kid. I flew before 9/11. I can remember when you could walk somebody up to the gate, and somehow never made it to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hell of a reason. This is a good enough reason. So let's do this, Lopez. All right. Let's go. One week at a time.
You have not. I'm not exactly sure what your record's going to end up being.
Nope.
Let's go week by week.
Let's go week by week. And they started off
September 7th, 3:25 p.m. at the L.A. Rams.
I got a dub, man.
You got a dub?
I got the Texans starting the year off right. And what has been dubbed as the Cayley Bowl, except the folks in L.A. don't know that. I got the Texans winning this game. Now, there is a little bit of blind faith here, but I like something that was pointed out in the morning show. It might have been one of our listeners' middle screen, but, of course, it was Payne and Pendergast that pointed this. I think it was Seth talking about this. The Rams notoriously do not play their guys in the preseason. I don't want to be preseason guy matters. But apparently this is a thing for the Rams, them getting off the slow starts, them not looking like themselves to start the season because they're trying to preserve their bodies in the preseason. I am hoping, so this is a little bit of hope trafficking, hoping that the Texans can capitalize on that. I got them winning that first game.
I have the loss. I think they're going to adjust their preseason and training camp regimen to fix that because that's a big story out in L.A. Between the combination of those receivers and that defense, it's not like you'll see as we move along here. It's not like I don't have confidence in the Texans, but I've got an L in that first one. All right.
So let's go to that second one then.
Monday Night Football, September 15th, 6 p.m. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
Versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Got to get there early.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's get there early.
Sean
let's get
Pendergast
out early.
Likes it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, we're not Buckeye at the end of the night trying to, you know, drink an extra coffee at, you know, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
This is my first Texans loss on my schedule. So I got them winning the first one. I got them losing on Monday Night Football against the Bucs. Honestly, it's out of respect for the Bucs. I think they're a really good team, but then also a little bit of PTSD Texans on primetime, Texans in primetime game.
Yeah, and this is one where on opposite sides on the first two games here. I've got the Texans winning that game. Monday Night Football, first game of the season at NRG Stadium. The crowd is going to be absolutely nuts, and the defense at home can make life miserable for opposing quarterbacks if that keeps up.
Yeah. I think that this defense is going to be really good. So, if they got a saving grace going against Baker Mayfield, who has been really good, it is that defense. I just think that the things that could help them could also work against them, right? The hype of the nationally televised game. It's a better opponent this year than it was last year when they did something similar against the Chicago Bears. This is just a better team than that to me. I just I see this being the loss.
September 21st, noon kickoff at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ain't nobody worried about no Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ain't nobody worried about no Jacksonville Jaguars.
This is a dub. This is a dub.
Duval.
This is a dub at Duval.
That's a dub. All right. September 28th at home versus noon kickoff, Tennessee Titans.
I got a pattern going here.
Mm-hmm.
Win loss, win loss.
Oh, you got the L.
So this is a loss to the Titans, mm-hmm. And it's a this is maybe the first the biggest surprise so
that
far.
That would make me sick.
Oh, what, well, oh man, we've been Amy Adams putting on a cowboy hat.
We can't get past the Titans.
We've been sick before.
Last year.
Do y'all remember?
Last year.
Do y'all remember when Will Levis came in here and walked the Texans down right here at NRG Stadium?
That also means Cam Ward is going to steal the Thunder.
And so Cam Ward, who I think today, right now, before they've done rookie camp, before he gets to a training camp, I think Cam Ward is better than Will Levis.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, I see this being kind of a similar to Cam Ward coming home, a homecoming for him.
Yep.
Not having a whole lot of tape on the rookie quarterback. I think you could look at it from two sides. Like, hey, they should be able to handle up on the rookie quarterback. Oh, but also, you don't know as much about the guy. Yeah. He is dynamic. He does have some traits that you can't necessarily teach. I think the Texans are the better team, but I think the Titans are going to win this game.
I've got the dub right there at home against the Titans. All right. Week 5, October 5th, noon kickoff at the Baltimore Ravens. At the Baltimore Ravens.
Let's see.
Spoiler alert, L.
It's going to be really hard to pick this game as a W for the Texans. And I'm just going to be real. Mm-hmm. They ain't got a chance. How about that?
Man.
They ain't got a chance.
Derrick Henry got that new contract?
Look, you have the history that the Texans have against the Ravens, mm-hmm. and then the most recent history being 31-2. At home on Christmas with Beyonce in the building.
That was embarrassing.
They ain't
in front of the girls, man.
in front of the women.
Man,
in front of the hoes.
They ain't got a chance. That's a loss.
I got a loss, too. Bye week, week 6. Week 7, Monday Night Football at the Seattle Seahawks.
I just don't have the patience for I could see them losing this game, if I'm being honest about it. But I just don't have the patience for them losing to Sam Darnold's Seattle Seahawks the year after they lost to Sam Darnold's Minnesota Vikings. Like, let's go ahead and end this before it gets carried away. I got this as a dub.
I've got a loss. I think the Seattle at night, out there, it's going to be just tough stuff.
Playing there is always tough for some reason,
the
man.
The 12s, don't you dare call it 12.
Yeah, just going all the way to Seattle.
Yeah. Long trip, et cetera. All right.
This will be a big win, though. If they could get that national stage, tough environment. I would love it if they got that dub.
Yeah. October 26th, noon kickoff versus how about a reunion with D'Amico Ryans and the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, the first time that D'Amico is going to go up against the 49ers since he has been the coach of the Houston Texans. And I got this as a dub for the D'Amico Bowl. Like the 49ers have lost a little bit of shine.
Yeah.
And I think that the Texans are probably uniquely qualified to go up against them.
I'm with you on this one. I got that as a win as well. All right, here we go. Noon kickoff at home. This is a pivotal stretch. 3 straight home games, Denver Broncos.
Yeah, let's remind everybody, we are in that pivotal stretch that Lopez talked about earlier, starting with the Niners game. I had that as a dub. I got this Broncos win as a loss, though. I respect
Bo Nix, baby. All these quarterbacks are coming in here.
I respect the Broncos. I respect Bo Nix. I respect their defense. I respect Sean Payton. I'm not going to like it. And this is me trying to lean into my rationale and not my homerism.
Yeah.
I got them losing this game, man.
I got the dub. I got the dub there. I think this is going to be the most crucial stretch of the season. You have to, because of all the tough stuff before and after. You got to win all 3. I've got them winning the first 2. The next one?
There ain't no way you got them losing to the Jags, because I know I damn sure don't.
Versus the Jacksonville Jaguars, November 9th, noon.
Dub.
Dub.
Dub. Eating W's like Jameis Winston.
Yeah. How about this? Turn right around and go to Tennessee.
Well, I do want to point out, you got them going 3-0 in that stretch.
I have them 3-0
in that critical stretch, and we can agree that's a critical stretch at home.
Yeah.
You've got them going 3-0 against the Niners, Broncos, and Jags. I got them going 2-1. Losing to the Broncos.
All
What's the next one?
Then they go to Tennessee, Nashville, November 16th, noon kickoff.
This is where they avenge that loss, okay? Mm-hmm. And they kind of did something similar where they split the home and road.
Yeah.
They went on the road against Tennessee.
Yeah, I got them winning, too. That's 4 straight wins that I have for the Texans.
Look at you drinking Kool-Aid. What is in that cup, Lopez? Well,
put a pin in that. put a pin in that.
All right.
Then we go to a short week. Actually, you're staying at home. You're coming back home, I should say, versus the Buffalo Bills, but it's a Thursday night football kickoff.
Yeah, I don't like the short week. I don't like the memory from last year of, you know, Josh Allen obviously losing to the Texans. Mm-hmm. I think that they've got that in the back of their mind. I think they're obviously a really, really good team. I don't like the short week. I got this as an L.
Yep, I've got it as an L too. Short week, I don't like it. Josh Allen is going to remember what happened here last year.
Yeah.
No question about that. Then you go to the Indianapolis Colts, November 30th, noon.
First game against the Colts. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested in this.
Yeah.
If Mark Vandermeer or Drew Doherty or somebody is listening, John Harris, anybody from over in the Texans, when was the last time the Texans didn't play the Colts until this late in the season?
I don't think it was that long ago. Now, remember, was it 2 years ago they played the Titans twice in the last three games?
That was the Titans.
Yeah, was the Titans.
Yeah, the Titans.
But the Colts, I feel like they normally play.
I feel like they always open up with the Colts.
For some reason, I don't think it was too long ago.
Maybe not.
Yeah. I've got them losing at Indianapolis.
Oh, either way, I got this as a dub.
You do?
This one is a dub.
All right.
At the Colts. I feel like they finally.
You might be looking at Daniel Jones around this time.
Yeah,
Daniel Jones. And honestly, either one of them, I'm good with, like, I just feel like we've just reached a point where, you know, as a Texans fan, there was a point where you were like kind of like just chalking it up, similar to the way we did with the Baltimore game. Like, they're going to Indy. That's a loss. I feel like they've just overcome that, like, just a couple of times over now where that game just does not have much on it for me.
We go to December 7th, to be exact, night game, Sunday night football at the Kansas City Chiefs.
I want to be more optimistic about this one.
You ain't going to win the game. You ain't going to win that game.
I want to be more optimistic about this one. I've got it down as a loss.
All things being equal, sorry.
I mean, it's going to be cold.
Yep.
It's going to be, you know, late in the year.
Chiefs
usually have found their groove by the end.
Yep.
You know, the Chiefs are one, not just because of the weather. They're a team that I would have much rather have played earlier in the year. Yeah. I don't think there's a chance.
I'm kind of curious what their offense going to look like. And that's wild to say when you got Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and all that. But their offense wasn't that good last year, man.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. To match a Texans defense that was good and should be even better.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it could be a lot more compelling than I think I'm giving it credit for, but I just ain't got the heart to pick them to win it.
I'm with you. December 14th, noon kickoff at home versus the Arizona Cardinals.
Come on, man. You can't be losing to the Arizona Cardinals.
Can't be losing to Arizona.
Like, this is one of those where, to me, and this is no disrespect to the Arizona Cardinals, but if you're a serious outfit, you're a serious football team, and we're getting late into the season now, it's kind of like nut-cutting time.
Yes.
You got to go ahead and beat the Arizona Cardinals at home. No excuses.
I'm with you 100%.
No excuses of losing this game.
This is when you got to make your move. All right, how about another home game? 3:25 p.m. versus the Las Vegas Raiders.
Same thing, maybe even more so.
Yeah.
Even more so with this game. This would be kind of like the loss to the Titans last year at home late in the season. You're like, wait, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Will Anderson talked about this after the season. Man, we can't be losing to the Titans and to the Jets. And we got to close out games. I know the Lions were good, but we got to close out games that we got in the hand or got in the bag like that. You can't lose to the Raiders at home, and you only got a couple of games left in the season.
Yeah.
And the postseason's right around the corner. You can't have it.
Can't have it. Let's go back to Los Angeles, another 3,400-mile trip.
You got them winning that game too, right? The Raiders.
I do. Okay. Oh, my bad. Yes.
No, just making sure.
I do. Okay. We go to the L.A. Chargers now. Back to SoFi.
Nobody scared no Chargers, man. We seen that already. We seen that movie already.
Yeah.
That's a dub. They avenged their previous loss at SoFi to start the year with this back-end Los Angeles game. They win this one. And I regret going to the wrong Los Angeles game at that point. Because I'll go to the one that they lose.
Oh, you think they're going to lose?
I got them losing.
See, we're in reverse on the L.A. games. He's got them winning the first one, losing the second one. I got them winning the first one.
No, I had them losing.
I said that backwards. Yeah. I got them winning the first one, losing the second one. You got them losing and winning the second one.
All right. We end the season. If you're keeping count, I'm at 9-7 right now.
Oh, man. you telling me they're going to be Mr. 10-7?
Spoiler alert.
Indianapolis Colts at home. Time to be determined.
All right.
Day to be determined.
So in my prediction, I think it's important to note What did you say you have them at the record as right now?
9-7.
All right. It's important to note that I've got them at 10-6. I don't know if y'all noticed that by now, but we've gotten this far and they are 10-6. I think in this putrid division that they have done enough with the double-digit victories. 10 wins is enough to get an AFC South team in the playoffs. They don't need this last game against the Colts, and therefore they lose it.
They need this last game against the Colts. Figgy Fig's going to throw another party that we're all going to go to. It's going to be a Saturday night again. It's going to be just like we saw, you know, what was it, 2 years ago?
It was two years ago. Unofficial playoff game.
Unofficial playoff viewing party, although it's at home, so we'll actually be at the stadium. But Figgy, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say win. I'm going to say dub at home to clinch it yet again. Oh, by the way, we both have them finishing 10-7.
It's crazy. I was taking tallies of mine.
Yeah.
I got them at 12-5.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I might be drinking a little.
What's in your cup? What's in your cup over here?
Some Texans Kool-Aid.
They just have to prove it until they don't. Yeah. I mean, they're just that until they prove it.
Yeah. Until they prove that there's something different. Yeah. And they, just to be fair, they do feel kind of like a 10-7.
Given the question marks.
Ish team, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I don't think that we're out of bounds here.
Now, do y'all think they win the division with that?
Yes.
So they division winners.
Because keep in mind, the wins we had against the division were pretty abundant.
Yeah. Right. And I even think more so that by the end of the year, and look, this is twofold, right? It's really fun and interesting to have a quasi-playoff game at the end of the year, but it's also stressful. So I will enjoy, according to my prediction, not having to live with the stress at the end, as fun as that was a couple of years ago.
I'm kind of disappointed it's a home game now because I want to go to Figgy's party again.
Maybe we can do that for the game before that. Maybe that's where we watch the playoff rematch and watch them walk down. At least I got them walking down the Chargers. You think they're going to lose to the Chargers. I can't believe you, Lopez. Come on now, man.
It is what it is.
Wow.
It is what it is.
That is a way to lead us into lunchtime confessions, and that is next here on In the Loop.